Rabbi Sunshine asked me to speak. And then, very good, okay, I'll say a few words about Slichus. Then he says, you maybe want to speak to Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. I mean, that's what I do my whole life. You know, speak to Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, and I hate doing it. I really am. When people have said to me, please tell a story about Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, there's nothing that bothers me more than that. I'll tell you in a minute why, but I really hate it. It's so bad that funny things happen, but sometimes I go to a chasn, there's a whole table of people, you know, they start, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? I always say, Shalom Aleichem, my name is Joe Goldstein. Because if I say my name is Yehuda Shmulevitz, related? Oh, can you tell me a story? Oh, I came here to eat, I didn't come here to tell stories. you know, I'm Joe Goldstein. The weird thing was that when I did it once, not even thinking, and the person asked me, what are you talking about? I heard you called up being Mitzvah Kedushin and Rabbi Shmulevitz. That was my brother. I didn't realize that my brother had been saying, you know. Anyway, what's the difference? But yeah, so I really don't. First of all, there's one thing good about Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz had times, had everything was set at a time. A shmooze was 50 minutes. A shmooze Friday night, it was called a vad, was 28 minutes. If he'd speak at a sher brachas, it was 12 minutes. If he spoke at a vart, at a bris, it was 7 minutes. So it's very good. I learned times from him. So it's this type of thing. He would do 12 minutes. So I'm going to try to keep it to 12 minutes. If it go on, I'm not a good student, but I'm not a good Talmud, but I'm gonna keep it to the 12 minutes. But why do I like stories? It's very, very hard to explain this. But in 1970 or 71, Reb Eli Lapian was nifter. Someone cooked it up in the Sefer, I think it was 1970, 1971, and there was a big hespid in Meir Shearim, wherever came Meir Shearim, and the speaker spoke from a balcony, and everyone listened. So there was two speakers, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Reb Shalom Shvadron. You ever hear of Shalom Shvadron? His big deal was telling stories. So Reb Chaim started off giving a hesped. You guys never saw a real hesped. Real hesped is you put on a talis, and then you do it in a sing song. How do you explain that? If you didn't see it, you don't. People in this generation haven't seen this because no one does it. But he said, you know, I'd love to tell stories about Rabbi Lapian, but a story says nothing about a person. You tell stories about people, it means nothing. In Yiddish, he said, "A meisa learnt up a mensch. A mensch learnt up a meisa." You understand that, don't you? You understand that, so Yaakov? It means that a story. You read all these Gedolim stories. You think when you read these books, you finish a book of Gedolim stories, you understand the Gadol. You know the Gadol. No, you get nothing from the stories. If you know the person, then you understand what the story meant and what the story was like. Without knowing the person, the story is meaningless to you. It's like all these Gedolim books. You just put a name in, and they're all the same, right? They're the same. Just change the name. That's not what the story is. So he didn't want to, he never, so he started off that thing. I can't tell stories because whoever didn't know him, stories say nothing. And then Roshom Shvadron got up to speak. And he says, I got nothing to say. All I do is tell stories. And now Reb Chaim says, I can't tell a story. You know, I got nothing to say. So I don't like doing stories. I really hate the stories. If you didn't know him, the stories are nothing. But one thing, you can read the books, but one thing in the books, the story, I was there at the story. But one day, I used to go take him some places with the taxi. You know, one day he says to me, Yuda, please take me to a bris in Bayit Vegan. I said to him, a bris in Bayit Vegan? So I say, who's bris? You know, there was no one. You know, I would have known that there's a bris in Bayit Vegan. He says, so-and-so. So I said to him, so-and-so? So-and-so comes to the shmooze. He used to give a shmooze on Sundays. Like 2,000 people at the shmooze. In those days, the Mir Yeshiva had like 150 people. and 2,000 people would get in for the shmooze. And he said, I said, he comes to the shmooze Sunday night, 1 to 2,000 people. He says, so I have to go, Karas HaTayv. So I said, we make Karas HaTayv. He comes here, your shmooze. But he said, listen, everyone is an individual. If he wouldn't come, and he wouldn't come, and he wouldn't come, I'd have nobody. Who am I going to speak to? I love speaking. I want to thank you all. I love speaking. You know, I have to do this all night. I won't. But, you know, I want to really thank each and every one of you, because each one is an individual, that you came. Thank you very much for coming. I have who to talk to. Okay. So I just want to talk a little bit about slichas. And then I will, there's some people who came up here not for the food and not for the singing. They just want to hear me talk about my pet peeves. Now, yeah, there's the pet peeve people. I have a problem that, you know, some people have a pet peeve. My mind has many, many peeves. Like I have so many pet peeves, like a pet store in my mind. A delicate, like crazy of pet peeves. So I'm going to talk to you about, like, today, at the end, maybe I'll mention one of the pet peeves. Don't get angry at me, but it's a real pet peeve. Okay? It's one of my best pets. Just problem is pets eat a lot. It eats a lot for me, this peeve. But we're gonna start saying slichas. Some people, Ashkenazim are gonna start saying slichas. Sorry, Ashkenazim start saying slichas. Some people tomorrow night. We're doing it Sunday morning, because in the yeshiva world, if you do it Matzi Shabbos, oh, I stay up every night till 2 o'clock in the morning, but I said slichas till 1. Oh, they have to sleep all morning, you know, so you don't have any Seder Sunday morning. So we do it Sunday morning, so you get up early. Hopefully you'll be there for Seder, because having Seder on the first day of Slichas is really important. And if we have it at night, we lose the Seder. So we do it in the morning. Okay, so I looked in this, you know, every year I don't know when Slichas is. I look in a little calendar I have, and it says, you know, this is Omrim Slichas. This night you start saying slichas. You know, omrim slichas. What is omrim slichas? You say slichas? You don't say slichas. No one says slichas. You don't even say davening. But omrim slichas, you don't say slichas. Slicha is you beg slicha. You beg forgiveness. You cry for forgiveness. This whole thing about saying slichas. You know, people talk about saying slichas. You don't say slichas. You're there to cry for slichas, for slicha. You're there to beg for slicha. So you have to come in with certain frames of mind into the slichas. And we're going to talk about the frame of mind. The first frame of mind is that you're begging for forgiveness. You're not coming in to say slichas. Some guys run in, they say, I said slichas. That's not slichas. That's, I don't know, ashiyatzar. But ashiyatzar even shouldn't be said. You should, that's what it is. But so the first thing we're going to do, let me just read you the first thing we're going to do. I want to talk about this a little bit. The first little paragraph, Acha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Baisa Panim. Acha Hashem Atztaka, and we have Baisa's Panim. And then it goes on, Manas Onan, Man Nomar, Man Dabar, Man Nitzadok, Roba Chesed, Roba Maisim Barfinecha, Kedalim, Kuroshim, Defakno, Dorosacha. We're knocking on your door like Dalim and Roshim. Kedalim, Roshim, like poor people, like really poor people knocking on the door. Beggars, we're beggars. Beggars don't say begging, they beg begging, right? They don't say begging. We're knocking on your door, Rachum V'chanan. Not Oshivenu Rekem Mufanecha. Don't send us away empty-handed. Mufanecha Makeni Rekem Atchvenu. From before you, don't send us away empty-handed. Ki Atah Shemei Tvila. That's the first thing we say when we say Slichas. So, what's going on here? So, there's a lot of Svarim written, a lot of things. I saw something from Reb Steinman. And Reb Steinman says, I mean, that story about Reb Steinman. So this is not a story, not the type of story I don't like to tell. It's a different type of story, okay? But he came to yeshiva one evening before Rosh Hashanah, and he gave a clock on the table. I want to say a few words. In the old days, Rosh Hashanah and Mashkichim would do that. when they had a really good thought that will help the yeshiva or give you some mussar, they would just come in and give a clap and say, I have to tell you guys something. Maybe we should start doing that. We should. Yeah, okay. Okay, you be first. but anyway, that's what he did. So he said, so one day before Rosh Hashanah, he came in and said, I gave a clap, I have a thought. What's the thought? Thought is, it says this week's parsha talks about Bikurim. When you come, when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, you're Mevi V'Korah. You know what Mevi V'Korah is? You bring Bikurim and you read the parsha. It's called Vidui Bikurim. You read the parsha of Vidui. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim. How many trees do you have to own to be able to do that? So the question, if you own two trees, do you do it? Don't you do it if your whole thing is two trees? So it says, well, you're Mevi, Misafik, but you're not Korah, Misafik. You don't read it, Misafik. And the Rush asks, the guys in my shir should ask this right away now because we'll read this now. It's Safik Deraisa Chumra. Korah is a Deraisa. It's Safik Deraisa Chumra. If we have a Safik in a Bracha, we say, oh, Safik Bracha's Lahakal because Safik Drabban, Bracha's Arab Drabbanan, Safik Drabban Lahakal. But maybe the Korah is a derisa. You should have to say it. So the Rosh says, you should have to say it. But what happens if it's not true? If you're not supposed to say it, you're lying. You can't take a chance of lying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu overtakes the din of Suffolk derisa l'chumri. That's what the Rosh says. The chance of lying to Baruch Hu. So Rav Steinman said when he came in, we see from this Rosh an unbelievable thing. It's the worst thing. You know, we have din in Safik Deraisa Chumra, but we have a din above that. Don't lie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that's the first frame of mind we have to have when we come into Slichas. You're about to not say Slichas, but beg Slichas. And whatever you're saying, don't lie. Don't be a liar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it. I mean, don't say it if you're going to lie, okay? Don't say it if you're going to lie. Here I go again saying it. So when I say slichas, I don't mean say, right? I mean beg. But I'm going to say because that's what I say. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, but, don't lie, he says. Don't lie. And the first thing we read, Acha Hashem etzdaka, v'lanu b'shis panim. We have to be b'shis panim. That's the first thing we have to do. We're saying, v'lanu b'shis panim, we're ashamed. That's the first thing you have to do around night. Don't lie, or Sunday morning. Don't lie. If you're not ashamed, don't say you're ashamed. You got to be ashamed. You have to beg this, v'lanu b'shis panim, and we're ashamed. We must be ashamed. And look at the shame. The shame is, can you imagine, there's all kind of mashalim to this. You're a poor guy and you went to somebody and he gave you $100,000. Wow, you're the best person in the whole world. You gave me $100,000 and you go and what do? And you open up a store next door to his store and ruin his whole business. You know, what are you? You should be ashamed to do such a thing. When you lose all your money, you should be ashamed to go beg for forgiveness. Well, Hashem gives us everything. Hashem gives us, just say the brachas in the morning, what Hashem gives us. Hashem gives us and gives us and gives us. You're walking, you're talking, you're seeing, you're thinking, you have clothing, you have, Baruch Hashem, food. Look what you have. Look at this. You know, who has this? A Thursday night, how many guys have this? They have some Chilton Kishkin Borough Park. Look what you have. You know, and you have this. And then you're going to go and sin to Hashem? You got to be embarrassed like anything. Wow, am I a kufli tov? Wow, am I a terrible person? I'm really ashamed. I got real ashamed. So you have this, the frame of mind you have to go in to Slichas is, I'm really ashamed. I'm ashamed, but I have to beg Slichas. I got to do it. I'm ashamed. It's great when I don't know what I wrote. But it's great. Then we get the next part. Kedarim Kurashim de facto Drasecha. We knock on your door like really poor people. And then the next thing you say, or I'm saying say again, Dosecha defaknu rachu chanan. We knock on your door. You just said that. We just said kedalim ukurashim defaknu dosecha. And then we go say again dosecha defaknu rachu chanan. What does that mean? Why? What twice? Because really, there's two type of aniyim. There's really two type of aniyim. For example, most of us, and if it's not most of us, it's me, okay? But most of us, come into Rosh Hashanah, you know, I have a pretty good life. Everything's great, you know? What am I asking for in Rosh Hashanah? You know, life's going on. Life is going on. Last year was the same, 2 years ago was the same, 3 years ago was the same. You know, for me, it's like 7 years ago was the same. You're like, and the teva was the same, okay. but anyway, you know, it's the same. What are you asking for? The truth is, you know what you're asking for? You're asking for, yeah, have a good life, but Hashem, give me a raise. You know, like a raise. That's what most people are asking for. My life is good. I don't have to ask for anything. I'm getting it. I just, Hashem, maybe, you know, I can use a better car. I can use a better house. I can use a shidduch, you know. I can use a raise. You know, Baruch Hashem, probably none of you guys have ever knocked on a boss's door and asked for a raise. When you knock on a boss's door to ask for a raise, I've done it. It's the hardest thing to do in the world. You give a little knock, you know, like a little baby knock. Hopefully he doesn't hear, so you can walk away and not ask for the raise. But, you know, but you knock, and then you're all ashamed. You come in, oh, well, I've been working so hard, and I have kids, and my wife needs a new dress. You know, maybe I can have a raise. Okay, that should be us. But that's not us, because the truth is we shouldn't be asking for a raise. We should be asking for life itself. So what if this year you had a good year? That doesn't say anything for next year. We're coming in as dalim kurushim. We're coming in. The first thing, a real poor person who has no food and no money, he comes in, he knocks on the door. I need money. He knocks on the door. He walks in. Please give me money. That's all we have to be. There's the faklu tzelach dalim kurushim, and then the kurushim dalim the faklu tzelach, and then there's the faklu tzelach. First, we knock on the door hard. We have to knock on the door very hard. Please, Hashem. You have to yell and scream. Hashem, you got to knock on the door. The fact that you got to knock on the door, but you have to knock on the door full of busha. Full of busha. Because who am I to knock on the door? Who am I to knock on the door? And I did so much against you, Hashem. And you give me so much. And here I am knocking on your door and begging you for raise and yelling. But that's what you got to do. That's what we have to do. That's what Slichus is all about. Then we have the same thing, the next pasuk. Na'at shiveinu reka mufanacha. Don't send us away, reik. Mufanacha makenu reka malta shiveinu. Same thing again. Alta shiveinu reka mufanacha. And then mufanacha makenu reka malta shiveinu. Why do we say this twice also again? Don't send us away empty, and don't send us away empty. But the truth is, the first one, we ask, Hashem, please give us life. Please give us. This is the opposite of before. Hashem, please, please, please give us life. But then we add something. There was a, I saw this in some book. But I forgot even where I saw it, in some book. But there was a Jewish man, a rich man, a Jewish man. He moved into an apartment. He from Morocco. He moved into an apartment house in a very fancy place in Paris. And his next-door neighbor, he met his next-door neighbor, and he gets to know, and she says, oh, by the way, I'm the daughter of the king of Morocco. He says, you're the daughter of the king of Morocco? Wow, I'd love to meet him next time he comes. So he meets him the next time he comes. So she says to him, oh, my father's coming tonight. He says, can I bring my kids in to get a bracha, you know, from the king of Morocco? And it seems the king of Morocco was a good guy, no? What was his name? Abdallah.
Muhammad,
okay. You knew him. Okay. Anyway, but so he comes in there with his kids, and he introduces, oh, this is my daughter. This is King Abdallah, Muhammad. The king says, hello, you know, and everything. Then he brings his kid in, and he says to him, how old are you? He says, I'm almost bar mitzvah. So the king says, almost what? Is bar mitzvah. So the king says, what's bar mitzvah? He says, oh, my mom was 13. But by Jews, we don't say 13. That's when we become Jew, we become a man, and it's a big deal. We make a party, and people give presents. The guy was fishing for a present, you know? And we make a party, and we have presents, and it's not my 13th birthday, it's bar mitzvah. So the king says, really, and people give you presents? So he said, yeah. So the king says, can I give you a bar mitzvah present? And the boy said, of course. So the king takes that check, writes out a check. This is a true story. I read in a book. In the book's got me through. Yeah, I read in Wikipedia. Yeah. But the king takes out a checkbook and writes a check and gives it to the father. Here, take this for your kid. And the father says, thank you. And he peeks on the check. He peeks at the check. Now, he was expecting $36, you know, or like, you know, if you're rich, you get $100 and $50. This was a $40,000 check. So he says to the king, I think you made a mistake. Bar mitzvahs, you don't give $40,000. You don't give $4,000. You don't give $1,000. So the king says, excuse me, that's normal people. I'm a king. When a king gives a present, it has to be, I should be embarrassed. I have to give a kingly amount. So a bar mitzvah gift, I tell you, a bar mitzvah is a good thing. $40,000. Okay, $40,000. That's this pasuk. That's exactly this pasuk. Natishvenu reka fanecha. Give us something. Give us something, Hashem. Mefanecha malkeinu reka maltishvenu. But you're a melech. We want like a melech. Then we could ask. But scream that. Hashem, I want $40,000. But beg and scream and be embarrassed. Do all that. Now, it's a tremendous chutzpah to do. It's a tremendous chutzpah. But you got to do it. Now it's pet peeve time. Once you know all this, and you know what we're going for, and we're all going for busha, and we're begging and everything, the world is upside down from when I was a kid. I grew up with great gedolim, and I saw great gedolim when I was a kid. I lived with great gedolim, and any great gedolim you read about, I knew. Let me tell you, from Rav Moshe Feinstein to Rav Aaron Cutler to the Panovich Rav to Stipler, and, you know, everybody. You know, and great gedolim. And the, Judaism looked a certain way, and Yiddishkeit looked a certain way. Everything's changed now, just opposite. It's so crazy. You know, I just want to say the little things, some of my peeves, but it's really crazy. You talk about Kabbalah Shabbos. In Mir Yeshiva, what was Kabbalah Shabbos? No Kabbalah Shabbos. You didn't even have Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos was a shmooze, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. There wasn't even a Kabbalah Shabbos. Then you go to this place, then they started, then you went to the Shtiblach or something, and you said Kabbalah Shabbos. You said it. You know, yeah, or you say L'chadaydi, you know, saying L'chadaydi. Does anyone know the tune for saying L'chadaydi? But there's a saying tune for L'chadaydi. We just say it. Then people start singing L'chadaydi. Okay. Now you go to shul, and a Kalbach thing, where, yeah, hello, people want to go home. People, wives and children are waiting for hungry. No. Everything you're singing, an hour and a half. What's wrong with everybody? What are you doing? It's not the place. It's not the time. There's hungry wives and children at home. There's hungry people sitting in show. No, I'm singing. You know, like I got to sing every single thing. You don't have to. It's not the time. It's not, you know, what? This is not the way our forefathers did. It's not the way the Gdolim did it. Another peeve I have that's really... You think it's funny because you'll say, hey, this isn't true, but it's true. When I get married, when even my children got married, there was no such thing as singing after the chuppah. When you break the glass, what do they sing? What? Im Eshkachech. You know, singing Im Eshkachech by the chuppah, Hashem wants a chuppah to be a happy thing. It's a happy thing. Now, but you got to remember there's Middash, so break a plate. That's all halacha wants, break a plate. No, I got to be frumer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sing a really sad song. I was at a chassid last week that the chassid started singing. He started crying. I looked at him, why are you crying at your wedding? But they're singing Emesh Kachech. Don't sing it. Are you crazy? Don't sing it. That's supposed to be crying at your wedding. You know, we do sing Emesh Kachech. Now, that brings us to my pet peeve. It's one of my biggest pets. I just told you, you come in, you're supposed to be embarrassed. You're supposed to cry. You're supposed to beg Hashem. Oh, let's do a Karbach Slichas. That's the biggest thing today. Every Sunday morning, this time of the year, I open up my phone. And I want to look, oh, let me see last night's Slichas that these Karbach wannabes did. And I see Slichas with guitars and they're singing, they're dancing. What is that? That's craziness. I hear some people here talking about, oh, which shul are we going to for tomorrow night for Smudge Out of Slichas? Where are they going to sing and dance the best? You know, is it going to be Yehuda Green? It's going to be Cats? It's going to be this? It's going to be that? What are you doing? That's what you're supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be ashamed, crying, tears running down your head, begging Hashem, Hashem, I want to live. No. Okay. Anyway, I had to get you in there. That's not what you're supposed to do. Mir Hashem, you want to have a good year? Start off with Slichas, right. Don't say Slichas, beg Slichas, come in embarrassed. Cry to Hashem, Hashem, please give me stuff. Have a seal, same type of good year.
Good year. Good year. Shkaya. Shkaya. Thanks.